AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Does President Biden think Russia will invade Ukraine?
Yes. My sense this will happen within the next several days.
Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Vershinin says this kind of talk is hysteria.
We reiterated very firmly our commitment to the de-escalation and peaceful solution of this crisis.
Vershinin says Russian troops have pulled back from around Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the UN Security Council he hopes he's wrong, but Russia is preparing for an invasion.
I am here today not to start a war, but to prevent one.
Former National Security Council Russia Director Fiona Hill says this is just the start.
I think we're going to be in for the long haul of tensions around Ukraine. So, the basic message is buckle up because this is going to be very difficult.
The tensions in Ukraine have investors worried. On Wall Street, the Dow finished down 622 points. All members of Congress are being invited to attend President Biden's upcoming State of the Union address a week from next Tuesday, crowding the House chamber for the first time since the start of the pandemic. No guests will be allowed. It will likely be appealed, but a judge ruled former President Donald Trump must answer questions under oath in a New York investigation into his business practices. A divided federal appeals court panel in New Orleans says a pilot and a flight attendant for United Airlines will suffer irreparable harm under the airline's coronavirus vaccine requirements. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals 2-1 ruling doesn't block the mandate, but it says a lower court judge in Texas must consider temporarily blocking the requirement while the employees fight United's vaccine policy. The Oregon Supreme Court ruled former New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof doesn't meet the state's 3-year residency requirement to run for governor. This is AP News. Applications for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week, but it's still at historic lows.
The Labor Department says jobless claims rose by 23,000 last week to 248,000. It was the second straight week of declines after rising for 5 straight weeks as the coronavirus's Omicron variant spread, disrupting businesses across the country. First-time applications for jobless aid are back down to fairly healthy pre-pandemic levels. Fewer than 1.6 million Americans were collecting unemployment benefits for the week that ended February 5th. That's down about 26,000 from the previous week. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Oklahoma executed Gilbert Ray Postel for his role in a quadruple killing in 2005. It was Oklahoma's fourth execution since October, when the state resumed lethal injections following a nearly 7-year hiatus. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.